This week on Minnesota Native News, changes big and small. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Mystic Lake and Little Six casinos will reopen on May 26th. They've been closed because of COVID-19 for more than 2 months. The Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community says precautions will be taken. Guests and workers will need to wear masks, and capacity will be limited. The Minnesota Supreme Court made it official. Bede Mikaska is the name of the lake formerly known as Calhoun. Those who fought for the restoration of the Dakota name say it'll be good for the whole community. Lori Stern reports.
Lawyer Carly Badhart Bull and her historian sister Kate Bean grew up hearing stories about how their family harvested wild rice and fish from the lake where their village was. So 5 years ago, when the Minneapolis Park Board asked how to make public spaces more welcoming, the sister said, restore the name. Let people know our history. Tell them that John C. Calhoun was an advocate of slavery and Indian removal.
Carly Badhart Bull, Emakiapie, He Washichuia, Dakota Ia, Tokadakia Maniwi, Emakiapie, Wakpa Ipaksha, Hemataha, Ka Breota, Dedwatie. The number one equity recommendation that we had, and this came from other community members, was to remove the name John C. Calhoun and to replace it, to restore the Dakota name of Bede Mikaska. And what we heard from both Native and non-Native communities, in particular folks from immigrant communities, was that living in a city that acknowledged and celebrated its Dakota history and the indigenous presence would help them to feel more welcome. That it would help them to feel more connected to this place that we all now call home.
As Carly Badhart Bull celebrates the court victory, she continues to fight for equity in her new position as executive director of the Native Ways Federation. The Federation unites and supports Native nonprofits that serve American Indian communities across the United States.
You know, this is a time to really promote how we not only can but need to be doing things differently. You know, we've seen many foundations step up. You know, we've seen some foundations increase their giving during this time. We've seen some foundations turning some grants into general operating and allowing flexibility for communities to respond in ways that they deem appropriate. You know, being flexible on grant terms and reporting requirements, all of those things help. So we've seen many foundations do that, but we've also seen some foundations freeze.
Carly Badhart Bull was previously with the Bush Foundation. Another Native attorney is about to make a big move. Patrice Kunesh was, until recently, director of the Center for Indian Country Development at the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank. Now she is joining the Native American Rights Fund and starting her own consulting firm. Here's Lori Stern again.
Patrice Kunesh cut her teeth working with the Native American Rights Fund. She will rejoin the Colorado-based nonprofit law firm in June. And her new social enterprise is called Pahin Haha, or Curly Hair in English. That was her nickname when she was a child.
It also was the nickname for Crazy Horse before he got his names. So I take that legacy very seriously because he had so much courage and really recognize the strength and resiliency of his people, and he was so committed to his people's traditional lives.
Patrice Kunesh wants to use these new positions to help Indian country prosper and unify. She says there are opportunities for economic growth and a stronger social safety net through workforce development and land management. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Lori Stern.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.